We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to Gresh and Keefe on WEEI.
Let's get all the skinny of what's going on in the National Football League. 1048 here with Gresh and Keefe. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline, NFL insider for the NFL Network, Ian Rappaport. He is sponsored by Zuti. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zuti.com for details, and by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Good morning, Rap Sheet, and let's jump right into it. Rumblings of a Deshaun Watson trade? What do you know?
Well, there have been rumblings of a Deshaun Watson trade for quite a while, I would say. I mean, it has been a while. I remember during the summer, right before, I think it was a week before cutdown day, everyone was talking like a trade would happen, and then everyone kind of took a deep breath and nothing happened, and we all kind of went on with our lives. So here's what I know of where it stands. There have been conversations. There have been several teams calling. The Dolphins obviously are one of the teams who have maintained interest. Nothing is done. Nothing is imminent. And it is unbelievably complicated. Like, it is unbelievably complicated. There's the legal issues. There's the civil issues. There's Watson's no trade clause. There's a team still trying to play football, and then there's the compensation. I mean, that's a lot of things. Not saying a trade can't happen. I'm just saying, from the people I've spoken with, it doesn't sound like it's quite so imminent. I mean, these trades could stop on a dime and anything can happen, but to me, it doesn't sound imminent.
What do you think, Ian, would hold it up more, what Houston is looking for in compensation or everything that's going on off the field?
Well, I think, you know, if you're a team acquiring Deshaun Watson, you have to have a firm handle on everything that's happening off the field. You have to obviously be comfortable with the person, which it seems the teams inquiring are. You have to have an understanding for what may happen civilly. You know, there's also the criminal matter. There's the grand jury. I would imagine, you know, the teams interested in Deshaun Watson would have to know that whatever is going to happen off the field would have to either be wrapped up or know that there's not going to be something to drastically alter whether or not he's available. And then the other thing is, if you trade for him, there also is obviously the possibility that he gets suspended. So if you're trading for him for this year, like, are you sure he's not going to get suspended this year? He may not. That's like, there's so much uncertainty. There's far more things that are uncertain as opposed to things that are certain.
Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network with Gresh and Keefe. He joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. If it is the Dolphins, is it fait accompli that whomever, you know, that basically the Tua ends up in Houston if Watson ends up in Miami, or does Tua even factor into this move if it is the Dolphins?
To my understanding, let's just say hypothetically it is the Dolphins. I would be surprised if he goes to Houston, for one. And I would also say I'm not so sure they've gone down that road. I know there was all these like reports yesterday of all sorts of things. I didn't even read all of them, but it doesn't sound to me like the Dolphins have done any work at all about possibly trading Tua. Like, let's say you trade for Deshaun Watson. Well, he's not going to come in and play right away. There is also the possibility that he gets suspended. We'll see when that ends up happening, but it's possible. You might need a quarterback. And the you look around the league, like, does anyone need Tua right now? Like, did any contender lose a quarterback and need one for the whole season? Like, doesn't seem so. So the Dolphins could even, if it is the Dolphins, they could even keep him and figure it out in the offseason.
If it's not the Dolphins, what other teams would be on the short list for Watson?
I mean, the teams that have, you know, sort of been rumored in the past, the Eagles, Carolina Panthers, you know, maybe the Broncos a little bit, but maybe not so much now. But those are the teams that have sort of been rumored. You know, these trades are so unbelievably complicated. You know, but those are the teams that have had some level of varying interest over the last couple months.
And you mentioned the Panthers in there. They obviously have Stephon Gilmore now, and he is off the PUP list. Yep. Is the expectation that he could play this weekend?
I think they think so. They think he'll come in and play some role. It's not obviously guaranteed, and I think, you know, him being able to do back-to-back practices and make sure that his knee/quad is healthy, you know, that would be a good thing. Like, if he's out there today and didn't have any residual soreness from yesterday or nothing that prevented him from practicing again, I think that would be a good sign you'll see him. What's interesting with Gilmore, and you guys know this, like, he hasn't practiced at all. He was not healthy, and then he wasn't allowed to practice because he was on the PUP list. And, you know, so I think the Panthers are, you know, obviously happy with him and very glad they have him. But it might be a little bit until he looks like the Stephon Gilmore that we saw, which obviously teams were aware of because, as we know, like, the trade market was not very – it wasn't much of a trade market at all for Gilmore. So I think he'll play, but I think it'll be a while till it looks normal.
Ian, last thing for me. I know everybody's got their possible trades that could happen, right? Somebody sending a 2031 seventh-round pick for N'Keal Harry, something like that. But as we get closer to the trade deadline – are you sensing that there are teams that are out there on the hunt for players, or has it not really picked up steam just yet?
I definitely sensed a couple teams that are on the hunt for players. The problem is, you know, and we've seen the Zach Ertz trade. I think that was one, you know, cross him off the list. I could delete him from my big whiteboard of possible trade targets, which was, you know, helpful for me. I think there, you know, there's plenty of players who are, I wouldn't say being shopped, but teams are open to dealing them. I just don't get the sense, unless I'm crazy, I don't get the sense that it's going to be that active because not a lot of teams have that much money. So, like, if you're going to trade for someone who you'd have to pay, say $3 million for the rest of the year, like, you might have to create cap space. You might have to do what the Colts did, which is restructure a player on a one-year deal, which, you know, that happens this year, but it has never happened in the past. So I don't get a sense it'll be that crazy because not everybody has a lot of money.
Back in the preseason, N'Keal Harry demanded a trade. He did not get traded. He's been playing poorly ever since.
That.
Is there any value at all? I can't imagine for N'Keal Harry.
You know, if there is value, it would be not a lot. It would be, you know, a pick swap or a late seventh or, you know, and I wouldn't rule it out. I mean, there are some teams that need playmakers. I mean, I think one of the teams that was, you know, rumored for N'Keal Harry was the Lions. They could use, they don't have a lot of receivers at all. So could those kind of kickstart again? Maybe. I don't know. In my history, knowing Bill Belichick, when a player has asked for a trade or demanded a trade, sometimes it happens, but not always. Sometimes it's kind of like, no. Because, like, honestly, like, what are you getting anyway? It's not like, you know, if Belichick was getting a first rounder for N'Keal Harry, I think he would probably do it. But just to give him away and you know, acquiesce to the player for getting nothing in return, like, I'm not even sure he does that, honestly.
Ian Rappaport of NFL Network with us each and every Thursday, breaking it all down. Rap Sheet, thank you. Have a good weekend.
All right, have a great week, guys. Take care.
Right, there thanks. We go. Yeah, if and I made the joke of a 2031 seventh rounder for N'Keal Harry.
Yeah.
That'd be something.
No, but he's right. It's going to be more pick swap. It's not even we're going to give you a pick. We'll just go down a couple picks. We'll give you our sixth for your seventh.
We're willing to trade down in the seventh round for you to take N'Keal Harry off of our hands. I don't know if they're quite to that point yet, but the point Rapsheet did make is a good one, and that is, like with Gilmore, it was a little different than when N'Keal Harry.
Correct.
Different kind of leverage there. Coming up, we're going to talk some Bruins with Andrew Raycroft at 11:10, but the Celtics opened their season last night against the Knicks. We'll touch on that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.